everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today's episode is a book review on Everyone on This Train is a Suspect by Benjamin Stevenson. For those mystery suspense lovers out there, this review is for you.
When did you finish this book?
Just now.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it's real fresh in my head. But I do have to note that it took me a very long time to finish this book. It's been reading. I was telling Haley earlier that I have been reading very slowly. So every day, it's not a nice, smooth read. It would be like 15 minutes one day and 30 minutes one day, but not like a nice 2-hour read. So it has taken me a little longer to finish this book than other books. Anyways, that's just my history with this book.
My history with this book is that I read it while I was waiting to get my car checked out at the dealership. That took a very long time. So, opposite experience. But anyways, to kind of give a synopsis, I guess, what the book is about.
It's about this rider who goes on a train with other riders because it is a train. It's like a festival on a train in Australia. And so while they are on this train, a murder takes place. And the premise of the book is basically all the writers at this festival are basically mystery crime writers. They know the genre. They know the, I don't know, like what? Crime. They know crime. And so they are the perfect individuals who would be able to get away with murder. And basically the book is about the author, written in first person, trying to figure out who did the murder.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing to note is that this is the second book.
It's so funny, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Until I read it.
Until you start reading it and I was like, oh, okay. But luckily he doesn't necessarily ruin anything. Mm-hmm. But it's very just like interesting. So I guess if we're going to go off our rating, are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Three stars.
Okay.
Solid.
I have so many feelings. It's been a while since I've read it. Luckily, it's not a book that I have read like something similar to. So it's kind of like easy to remember what the book is about, which is kind of good. And how I sort of felt, because this is the first book probably in a long time that I've read that's like very much first person, and you're very much in his head. He literally goes through his whole thought process, and then, but like also the author, like he is the author, and that's so very interesting. And it was kind of like weird to kind of get your mind wrapped around it. I think that like him writing this book, he's like telling the reader things, and I was like, okay, it kind of like takes you out of reading, I feel like.
And on top of that, on top of that reading experience, he is also writing in the past. So, like, this, not in the past, but, like, he's talking about the past. Like, it has already happened. The murder has already happened. And he is writing about it from the, like, the future. So, like, sometimes, like Haley says, it takes you out of it because he would stop writing about what's happening and then talk to us and say, like, oh, well, right now, I'm at an ambulance and da-da-da-da-da-da. And so, like, he tells us what's happening as he is writing it, not what's in the book, the timeline that we're reading. And so that also takes me out of, I have to, like, think, like, really hard. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, because especially the author is giving you hints about trying to figure out who the murderer is. And I was like, I'm kind of curious to see your take on that, because a lot of times you say when you're reading, you don't really like to think, but by him trying to give you hints, did that make you think more? Like, are you thinking maybe I should be thinking about who the murderer is?
No, I think it did. Not a lot, but it did more than if he didn't kind of like prompt me and be like, oh, remember this when this happens. Mm-hmm. So I think that was helpful, especially for a murder mystery mm-hmm. novel, mm-hmm. really forcing me to think through it. But beyond what he said, there was not a lot of taking note of all the details, mm-hmm. because that would be a lot. And I'm like, that's too much mental load for a nice read.
Yeah, I think when it first started happening, I was like, oh, I should think about it. And then I was like, No, I shouldn't, because it should just come naturally. Initially, difficult, because I was like, oh, I really have to think about what he's telling me. And then I was like, why? Why would I do that? That seems dumb.
Yeah. I think that the problem, like, the reason why I feel like it was, like, 3 stars and not higher was because the normal thing that we've talked about in all of our book reviews, for me, it's too many characters. There's too many names that I'm going to, like, forget about people. But especially since it's a murder mystery, everything is supposed to be important. Like, oh, yeah. Remember what this guy said, and then remember what this girl said. And I'm like, but who's that girl again? And who's he? Like, think of it. 7 writers, and then, like, extra people on top of that.
Yeah. And then it was, like, right, the killer was not even an author to begin with.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, spoilers.
If you listen to our podcast, you know that. But anyways, it was, like, at the very beginning, oh my god, so overwhelming. I was like, okay, you know? And then he's trying to tell you that, oh, I have written this character, like, the murderer's name 112 times. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, and he's like, guys, this is a breakdown of how many times I've said the person's name. And I was like, sir, we don't need this. Personally, I was like, okay.
I was like, skip. I mean, it's cool. Like, I would say points to the author of this book for making it different.
Yeah, that's why I gave it 3 stars. Because if I'm going to be honest, it was a tough read. It felt really hard to kind of get through the book.
Yeah, I would say I had a fair level of interest. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Kind of like in the beginning, like, I liked the beginning. I'm going to say, like, I liked the panel in the beginning.
Okay.
Creating tension where I'm like, oh, juicy. I like gossip. Okay, what's going on here? Right? But then after, isn't that funny? When the murder happened, then I'm just like, oh. I think that the author did a good job writing different, like, having the writer, the main character of the book, talk to you. And give you hints, like you said, like that tallying sheet. It's something different. And I think points to the author, but also first person can sometimes make you hate the main character. Because you're in your head all the time. So I was like kind of annoyed. I'm like, you're kind of annoying now.
Yeah. He's not really a character that you like.
Yeah.
But it's not real, is it? This didn't happen to the author, right? Because he uses a different name than is his name.
Yeah, I think this is not real.
Okay, because it's weird the way, just like the way he's talking about it, it makes it seem like it is autobiographical.
Right? But did you, even if you weren't piecing together everything that was given, did you like sometimes have like one person like, oh, it might be this person, it kind of like pop in your head?
Well, it's funny because, yeah, I was leaning towards his girlfriend.
I was leaning towards his girlfriend. Thank you. Yes.
But then it was really funny when he said, no, of course you wouldn't have done that.
Which is why I was like, are you tricking us or is this part of the book?
Because it was when he was sort of like leaning into it. Because I think somewhere in the beginning-ish that he was like, it couldn't possibly be my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning, you're like, oh, okay. But then you're not really sure if he's being serious or not. And then as I think he did it on purpose to kind of make you think it was his girlfriend. And then the fact that he was like, of course it wasn't possibly my girlfriend. Like, why would you even think that? I thought that was pretty funny. Because obviously you do that on purpose.
Yeah. And I thought it was just like, they set up the girlfriend to be so wonderful.
Mm, yeah, like it was a trick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was like hard to tell, but I'm with you.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we both thought it was a girlfriend until he basically said, he had a line in there where the main character wrote in, oh, why, it can't be her because I brought her back from like the first book. Like she was in the first book.
Oh.
And like, returning characters cannot be, basically throughout the book he's like telling us the rules of writing mystery novels. Mm-hmm. And so he blatantly says she's not because she's a returning character kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So after that I was like, okay, who else? And so the next person that he was talking to a lot was Alan Royce, the forensic guy. And so I was like, oh, it's obviously him then. It wasn't him. So that was a real bummer. Because in my head, I thought that this guy was just like hiding evidence, but he was pretending to try to solve the mystery. That's where I was going with it.
I was like, he's kind of too much of a douche to be the murderer. But to be fair, it was like hard because when he was actually talking about the murderer.
Yeah.
And like that whole couple thing.
Yeah.
I was, especially at the beginning, it was like really, like you said, it was really hard to keep everybody straight. So like, and then as you sort of like get further in the book, it's still like they still kept kind of getting mixed up. You kind of get more clarity at the end when like they start to become their own characters in your mind, right? But it was like, I think it's hard when you make it kind of like a side character, but then like just all these names is like really confusing, I think it was.
Yeah, it played a big role in it. Because the author also tried to make it complex. Like, you know, like, when he was announcing who the murderer is, he, like, went through, like, a whole storyline. Like, this is connected to this, and this is this, and...
Yeah.
I kind of lost interest.
It kind of lost, like, not to compare everything to The Hunger Games, but in the sense of, like, spoiler, when Prue dies, it was just, like, so convoluted. And you don't really realize until after what happened. I felt like that was very similar here, that so much was, like, happening all at once that it was kind of confusing to find out, like, who the murderer was. Like, it wasn't like, here's the murderer. It was like, murderer, and then, like, you're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
There was no shock factor because there was so much details and storylines.
Yeah.
I can see, like, oh, it's cooler when you build up to it instead of if you just say it point blank, like, this is the murderer. And then it's not complex. Like, oh, they only did it because of XYZ. Then it's like, maybe someone might say the story's not
exciting. I just feel like when he pointed out the murderer, it wasn't like the apex of what he was saying. It like kept going. Yeah. And I was like, you have to make it the tip though, because otherwise people get confused.
Yeah.
AKA me.
Yeah. And then the ending was kind of like, okay. It's kind of sad, right? Because, okay, so the murderer was Harriet, which was a guest of the guy. Okay, so there's a guy who was a ghostwriter, right? And so basically when at the end, when they like quote unquote died, I was like, oh wow, that's actually kind of sad because she did it out of love.
Yeah, that was really sad.
And then the epilogue, did you read the epilogue?
When he got stabbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? This is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because you think it's over.
Yeah, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, so that's why. It was like, one more funny thing!
But because he does talk about how he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I was like, clearly something happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going through my notes that I wrote for this. Oh, okay. Like we were saying, how he like breaks up the chapter sometimes by saying, oh, here's what you should be thinking. So I wrote down chapter 11 and a half. He basically like told us what we should... like, are probably thinking, and I wrote down, it wasn't what I was thinking at all. I don't know, I just feel like the fact that he's, like, telling us what we should be thinking, I was like...
Did it make you, like, don't tell me what to think?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, but that was, like, I think the part that I was having trouble with, because since he's so much, like, this is what you should be thinking, and, like, oh, I imagine you're thinking this, and, like, here, blah, 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 like, giving all of the information, like, to the reader... it, like, makes it harder because I wanted to outthink him. And then I had to tell myself, stop doing that because you're making it not fun for yourself. But I was like, yeah, when somebody tells you what to do, you're like, ha, you think I'm going to figure this out. And then I thought, why am I having this competition with this author?
That's pretty funny, though, because the opposite experience for me is, like, you should be thinking that. Okay, I think I was thinking that. It was an experience. In my head, when I found out that this was a sequel, I was like, oh no, should I have read the first one? So I went to Goodreads, and that book was rated lower than this one. So I'm like, no, I don't think. I think it's fine if I don't read that one.
Yeah. And luckily it was fine. Because overall, he didn't really, like, spoil anything.
Yeah. Well, also, so this is kind of, like, a separate point, but it just popped in my head. Wasn't he, like, funny? Because I feel like he just experienced, like, you know, he was, like, a part of his family, like, being murdered, like, that experience, you know? And then he just, like, goes in and pretends, like, he knows just because he had experience with it. Like, he kept, like, digging his nose and, like, investigating people. And I'm like, what are you doing? If I was on the train, I would laugh in his face.
Would you?
Well, maybe not. But maybe, I don't know, like, if he was interrogating me, I'm like, you're not even, like, a police. And you're not even... I don't know, like, have any experience with anything.
That's true. No, I hated pretty much everybody. Everybody was so annoying.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Sometimes I also thought, like, his publisher was kind of weird, too. At one point, I suspected her.
Oh yeah, 100%. I thought it was her.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this with the scarf and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, you're kind of... But then she's just, like, trying to get ahead in life, you know?
Yeah.
And doing her thing, so.
Overall.
I mean, I would say I wouldn't have read it, but I'm glad I read it with you.
Like, you wouldn't recommend it, would you?
No.
So, did you also give it 3 stars because it was something different?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. It was a read.
Yeah. It didn't totally suck. So it wasn't two stars. That's yeah. What I'm saying.
Yeah. I was like, do I put it at 2 stars? And I was like, no. Because 2 stars is for, like, bad books.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because nothing gets a 1.
Exactly. That's right.
It's either 0 or 2.
I was totally thinking that. I have never rated any book 1. 2 stars or DNF.
Exactly. So I didn't hate it. But I do think it helps that it was a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, like, keeps you in it.
Mm-hmm. And you saying, because you read more, like, thrillers than I do, which is 0. You read more. And you're saying, like, this is, like, different. Is it because it's, like, kind of funny? Like, just the tone of it?
I mean, true, yeah. Okay. And especially because it's just immediately he is writing it from... the future, like you said. So, from that aspect, 1, it's, like, not really scary, right? It's not... It is just, like, a murder mystery because he's, you know, writing from it when everything's, like, okay kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, so you're not scared.
Yeah.
Not taken out of it. Yeah.
And it's just, like, a lot of times I feel like... I mean, the ones I've read, which are only from the same author, so mm-hmm. she does a similar thing for all of her books. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know about any other books, but, like, they want you to be... in the story, and it kind of, like, freaks you out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, it was just like, it's interesting because as a reader, you're reading it, even though normally, like, you're supposed to be reading it in that as that person,
yeah.
but really you're reading it as the author who has already written it, right? It's kind of actually where you're reading it from,
yeah,
which is, like, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so it kind of, like, I said this the whole time, but it just kind of, like, takes you out of the story. Like, now you are, as much as it is first person, you're like, yeah.
You're not first
you're
person,
like, yeah. Yeah. And the whole being on a train was also kind of like, I couldn't place it. I don't really know what trains look like. And I'm like picturing them, you know, just like a regular, like, train.
Yeah, I was thinking train too, like desert, and then just a single track.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then when they had that panel, it was just like dirt.
Yeah.
And they're just like right there. So it's just like in the scenario also, you know, and it's like, I haven't been on a lot of trains, so I don't really know what the sleeper areas look like or like where they would even be sitting while they are, like, you know, mingling.
Yeah.
I was like, is it not super tiny?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Right? It was kind of hard to, like, picture the people. I don't think I've actually, like, they're not formulated well in my brain. Which I think also makes it harder to place all the characters as he's, like, naming them. Plus, he, like, gives them first names and last names.
Oh, and then, yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
And, like, ghost writers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was like, this is a lot.
And the funny thing is, I was thinking the same, where it was hard for you to picture everything. So I finished the book and then I flipped to the front and I'm like, oh yeah, they have like a bird's eye view of the train, of like the seating area and the train.
Oh.
Like the train bed, like what's each room would look like.
Wait, that was on the cover?
Like inside, like maybe like before the chapter one.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, I know. Which I was like, wow. I saw this in the beginning. I forgot about it.
Sure. You're like, wow, how handy.
Yeah.
I'm glad we read it together.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting read.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll leave it at that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
Because sometimes, well, one time, you told me where that, I don't know, my words are just blah, blah, blah. Basically, you said that sometimes it's reading is fun, just reading, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't always have to be the best book, but the joy of reading.
But I guess that does bring me to ask you, because you've been so busy, so you can only read it in 15 minutes.
Yeah. First.
Does it feel sad that you're not reading a book that you're enjoying? Or is it kind of easier because then you can, like, 15 minutes, you're like, all right, close it, and then...
If it's easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Just close it.
Okay, so that's kind of good then.
Yeah, it kind of works out. But I do want to tell you. I want to tell you that I was able to read a short book recently.
Oh.
Like one day. Like I just had free time yesterday and I was like, I'll finish reading this book and then I'll read this book, which was very short. So I read Half a Soul by Olivia Atwater.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Ooh,
so okay. I was like very happy because think of it, like you said, I haven't been reading for so long and I had all this time and I finished the book. I was so happy. 5 stars.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it made me realize that I think I really like the subgenre of fantasy that's cozy fantasy. Because I would categorize that under cozy fantasy. It is marketed as Howl's Moving Castle and Bridgerton.
Oh, okay.
The funny thing is that I thought that in my head before, and then I went to Goodreads to rate it, and I saw that, and I was like, ah!
Oh.
That is accurate.
Wow, okay.
So I think I'm getting my groove back.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear.
I'm very happy. Have you finished reading something recently, right?
I did finish reading Funny Story,
which we'll be reading together.
Okay, perfect. Because
do you have feelings, thoughts?
I have feelings.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna try my hardest to remember it.
Yes. Take notes
for when.
Notes. I'll try to read it soon.
Because yeah, I did just finish reading it, and already I'm trying to think about it, and I'm struggling.
Contemporary romance classic.
So. We'll see what happens when we get there, but yeah, I finished reading that. I was excited. Yeah, because it didn't have that long of a wait period at the library.
I'm surprised.
So yeah, that was pretty exciting. So I had just got it last week, and I just started reading it this weekend because, you know, you have the 3 weeks, and I was like, I should probably get on it. And yeah, I finished it in one day, actually. I started reading it yesterday.
That means it's good.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or so bad you had to read through it really fast to get it over with.
Well, to be fair, 3-day weekends are kind of nice. And then secondly, I was kind of procrastinating. So, you know, those things go hand in hand.
I'm going on vacation soon. And so I checked out The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson.
Oh.
That is like his big baby book. 1,000 pages.
Oh my god. Okay, so you're gonna have your hands full.
So I'll be reading that one.
Okay.
But I also was thinking that because it's so thick, I need to read other things in between because it might be too much fantasy. You know, like you gotta like take a break and then like read and then like go back to it.
Yeah, but I can't imagine reading like 200 pages and being like, oh, I'm only a fifth of the way through, and then picking up something else. Like, I think you have to read the whole thing.
I don't know. We'll see.
We will see. We'll hear from you when you get back.
Yeah, update.
Yeah. And how it went. Yeah, because I was like, that's daunting.
It is, because we did talk about which book did we read where we kept closing and looking at the end. And
okay,
it never
to be fair.
Was it Powerless? No, was it?
No, it was Not Fourth Wing, but the second one.
Oh, yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah, it was actually really tough. So the book has to be good.
Yeah.
Right? Because Iron Flame, it like slowed down a little bit for us, which is why we kept checking.
Yeah. Traumatizing, genuinely. But I imagine this will go well. Better than that, so.
Hope so.
Yeah. So we'll wait, because I'm like, are you bringing other books or just that one? Because already it's
like,
so fast.
I know. I'm like, maybe I should commit to one, right?
Yeah.
Just commit. Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. Just that's my motivation.
Yeah, exactly. It's time, everybody.
Song recommendation.
Do you already have one?
I'm trying to think.
Okay. This is not
a song.
No, it is a song. But like, I'm not necessarily in love with it, but I'm going to put it out there because people have been raving about it. I Need Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I listened to that song.
What'd
I
you
liked
think?
It. I mean, I wasn't like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. But you know what? If I listen to it like a bunch of times, I think it will stick.
Yeah, I was like, I like it. It's like a good, catchy song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like love it, but I wanted to hear your take. So that's my song.
Yeah, I heard it a lot on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
which was why I was more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came out, I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. Add it to my liked list.
Yeah, it did think, I'm like, oh, I should start listening to some Post Malone songs.
So are you?
I tried to, but he has like a mumbling way of singing.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of all blended together.
Makes sense.
No offense to the I think he has a good voice is the thing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
My song recommendation is Stargazing by Miles Smith.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, I also heard it off TikTok. He was promoting it on TikTok. I was like, wow, good job. I have liked it. Saved it on my liked list.
There's this one artist on TikTok that I keep seeing his like song and he keeps like teasing it. And it's been forever.
Oh,
and
that's the
I'm
worst.
Like, when is this coming out?
Worst.
And that's what everybody's wondering.
So let me know when it comes out so I can listen to it too.
We'll see if I know. Okay. Well,
thanks for listening.
We'll see you later.
Bye.